Well, you hear a lot of crazy stories on the road, and some of them are true, and some of them are all BS, and some of them are about you, and every now and then you hear one that's just so crazy you know it's true. It's a good story, and this fellow told me this story about this couple out one night driving around. They've been hot after each other for a long time, and finally got together. They're out in the car driving down the road, and they've had a few cocktails, and they're feeling pretty loose, and it starts getting a little hot and heavy inside the car, if you know what I mean, and I think you do. Getting kind of sweaty, and the windows are steaming up, and too dangerous to drive. But so they come around this corner, and there's some railroad tracks there, and that big arm starts coming down, and those red lights are flashing, and the train's coming around the corner, and traffic's piling up behind them, so they think they've got a little more time now. And so they're really going at it, if you know what I mean, and I think you do. And they're about to reach their destination when the fellow looks out the window and sees that caboose, that big red caboose coming around the corner, and he goes into the lover's prayer. Lord, can you make this train a little longer? I do believe I'm seeing stars. This fire of mine has never, never, never burned stronger. Won't you please, send me 10 more cars? That's what I need.
That night, she wanted me and I wanted her. All the pieces seemed to fit just right. Things went well till that snowball from hell started rolling downhill. I thought we were fine till I looked out the window of my coupe de ville. Lord, can you make this train a little longer? I do believe I'm seeing stars. This fire of mine has never, never burned stronger. Won't you please, please, please send me 10 more cars?
I just need about 10 more, Lord.